The three-hour, sexually explicit French romance, Blue is the Warmest Color, cleaned up at this year's Cannes Film Festival. It won the top prize, the Palme d'Or, as well as a directing prize for Tunisian-born Abdelatif Kechiche and, for the first time in history, a shared Best Actress Award for its two stars. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Blue is the Warmest Color is a lesbian coming-of-age movie, and its long and graphic sex scenes have already generated controversy. The director, Abdelatif Kechiche, is a man, and at least one prominent female critic has accused him of leading with his own libido, a charge that I vigorously dispute, but of course I'm a man, so take that as you will. Here's what I saw, a film that captures the intensity of sexual discovery and dependency in a way I've never seen. It's 179 minutes, every one of them charged. It's a remarkable experience. In French, the film is called La Vie d'Adèle, for its lead actress, Adèle Exarchopoulos. When we meet the character, she's studying literature in high school in hopes of being a teacher. She's also a virgin, and she's touchingly embarrassed when a handsome male student pays attention to her from across a room. They meet cute, begin dating, and then she passes a female couple on the street, and her eye is seized by the more butch of the pair, a punky young woman with a big smear of blue in her hair, who turns back and looks at Adèle. Later, when Adèle is fantasizing in bed, she imagines not her new boyfriend, but the woman with the blue hair. So she goes in search of her, tentatively, tremulously, and finds her in a gay bar. Her bluebird of happiness is a painter named Emma, played by Léa Seydoux. And the attraction on both sides is instantaneous and ferocious. In early scenes, Adèle Exarchopoulos has a kind of expressive vagueness, which sounds like a contradiction, but here's what I mean. Her character hides her emotions, buries them deep, so when they do come out, Adèle seems so vulnerable that you're frightened for her. The stakes in this movie are crazy high. In interviews, the two actresses have spoken bluntly and without affection about their director, who they say made them do take after grueling take, evidently to get something more raw. I can't speak to the process, which sounds horrible, but the results are stunning. Every one of the couple's interchanges is messy and seemingly spontaneous, and for Adèle, fraught with importance. Losing Emma would mean losing her sense of completeness, even her reason for being. The extended sex scenes are shot wide rather than in close-up, and in long takes, with the camera sitting back and gazing straight ahead as these women do everything physically possible to connect. As I said, the case has been made that this is the, quote, male gaze and exploitive. Julie Moreau, author of the graphic novel on which Blue is the Warmest Color is loosely based, called the longest sex scene a brutal and surgical display, exuberant and cold, and likened it to porn. I find it hard as a straight man to respond to that charge, except to say that sex in most movies tends to be generalized, a bunch of climaxes cut together, whereas these scenes show a process, lovers finding a rhythm, and through it, each other. The problem with Adèle and Emma's relationship is that the lovers are unequal. Emma has had a long line of girlfriends and is poised for success as a painter, while Adèle pursues a quiet career as a teacher of small children and seems increasingly scared that she's out of Emma's league. It's a valid fear. At times, Léa Seydoux makes Emma an enigma. Her art comes first. She has a lot riding on the relationship, but not, like Adèle, her very identity. People who've been emotionally brutalized by long relationships should approach Blue is the Warmest Color with care. It's potent. It might open old wounds. It might show you wounds you didn't know you had.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Charlie Kyer, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hirschfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our assistant producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Sharrock directs the show. We'll close with the song that was the biggest hit for the jazz singer Gloria Lynn, whom we've learned died on October 15th at the age of 83. For Terry Gross, I'm David B. Inculli.
I wish you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in some leafy glade. I wish you health and more than wealth. I wish you love. My breaking